Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. There may be some walk back to reports earlier today that an airplane hunting for that missing sub near the Titanic detected banging, spotted Ron Allens in St. John's, Newfoundland.
Describing what was heard as noises and sounds is more accurate than banging, which is how it was reported earlier. It's unclear exactly when this happened. These reports have been happening over the past 48 hours or so, and it's unclear exactly when these sounds were heard.
It's believed the five men on board the submersible have less than a day's worth of oxygen as the massive search and rescue operation continues in the North Atlantic. The special prosecutor who looked into the FBI's handling of its investigation of alleged ties between the 2016 Trump campaign and Russia says the FBI was negligent. John Durham tells the House Oversight Committee he heard that from FBI agents.
I have had any number of FBI agents who I've worked with over the years, some of them are retired, some are still in place, who've come to me and apologized for the manner in which that investigation was undertaken.
And the top Democrat on the oversight panel, New York's Jerry Nadler, says Durham never found what Republicans hoped he would find.
He cannot dispute a single conclusion in the Mueller report. He cannot prove a magnificent deep state conspiracy.
President Biden's heading back to Washington and a White House dinner with India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Some Democrats plan to boycott Modi's speech in Congress tomorrow, protesting alleged human rights abuses in India. The Bible is back on the shelves of all libraries in the Davis School District. The suburban Salt Lake City district made news earlier this month when, following its own new guidelines about sexual and violent content, it removed the Bible from elementary and middle school libraries. But now the Davis School Board has reversed that decision. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Medical Association is calling on health professionals to stop reporting pregnant women who abuse drugs. The thinking is reporting discourages some of those women from getting help. They fear they'll go to jail or lose custody of their child. After the Club Q mass shootings in Colorado Springs last year, a group called Colorado Healing Fund raised about $3 million to help survivors. But some of them say the fund is not paying out more than $1 million it still has.
It's been 7 months since this tragedy happened, and we are still here having to fight for the exact same thing.
Shooting victim John Arcediano is among those asking for more help. So is Adriana Vance, whose son was among those killed at Club Q.
These people just need to release the money that was raised so that everybody can go on and heal however they need to.
The Healing Fund's executive director says the money's been set aside to help those with what he calls future trauma. Shoplifting has gotten so bad at some clothing stores, they're closing the fitting rooms. That's even the case at some Goodwill stores. One manager says shoplifting nearly doubled in the first half of last year. One retailer that doesn't have to worry about shoplifting is Amazon. The online giant's annual big sale is coming up. Amazon Prime Day, which is actually 2 days, happens July 11th and 12th. And even those 2 days are not the whole promotion. Early deals will show up on the Amazon site as early as this week. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, thank you for joining in and adding to the solutions and not adding to the problems. That's more than welcome. I'll tell you, so much going on. You know, the Hunter Biden situation, the one-on-one interview with Donald Trump and Bret Baier, what happened in China, and of course, you know, the big thing, you know, for me that keeps just hitting my spirit is, you know, what is going on, you know, with the submarine, the lost submarine, as they continue to track them, and we're praying, God willing, that there's an answer there, that they can be saved in time as they're running out of air. And as the experts are, yeah, they sound a little bleak. They sound seriously bleak, that they will be able to save them in time because of all that's involved. But, you know, this is what happens, you know, when we get in situations here. And I am praying for a miracle, as many of you are as well, because in instances like this, when you have done everything you can, you've thrown all the human-made engineering facilities, materials, personnel at it, and you're still out there. And it's people of faith who hold on and leave the door open, that God's hand will be delivered and it will know that it's clearly God. It's not the Navy, not the Coast Guard, but it's by the hand of God that these people are saved. And I pray that we would realize it. And more than anything else, that we as a country and those of us who have been following this will acknowledge that God is still active in our lives, that He loves us, He cares for us, and that He's active, and that He's just not letting us go to hell in a handbasket, as some may say. And who knows, maybe I've said that as well, as thinking, okay, that it is. But you've heard me also say that because of my experience with Almighty God, and it continues to this day by His grace and mercy, I regard myself as a but God Christian. And, you know, if this is the first time you've heard that expression, but God Christian, you may think, oh, God, what's Martinez doing now? It's the realization that when you get to the end of yourself, and whenever, you know, I read the Bible, time and again, there are the examples or the stories that are told where all is lost. And then you hear this transitionary phrase or some form of it, but God. God is the answer. God is still the answer. Whether it's for, you know, these men that are down there, a father and son. Oh, man, I'm telling you. The stories there. I mean, these are fellow human beings on an adventure of discovery, and something tragically has gone wrong. But we serve a God of tragedy, a God that can make sense out of nonsense and be able to be an answer for desperation. And that's who we turn to, that God would direct the hands, direct the wisdom, direct the instruments that would save these people. And it is his name, hallowed as it is, that we pray. I say hallowed because that was another sad reveal this past week, you know, and certainly will be part of our Bueno No Bueno feature on Friday with John Fleetwood. And that is that, you know, here you've got, you know, people, you know, on Jeopardy, smart people, and they did not know, you know, that missing word, you know, that was put out there. You know, our Father, from the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, you know, what, thy name? You know, they did not know that hallowed was his name. Hallowed is his name. That is the word they were looking for. And it is a sad commentary. It's also a sad revelation that here we are as a country that was established based upon Judeo-Christian principles, and wow, we have forgotten who made it all possible to begin with. Without God, you know, the pilgrims don't come to America. You know, without God, the pilgrims don't survive. Half of them, you know, died in that first year, as you recall, historically. And based on that remnant, God was able to put forth this American idea and congeal the passions and the ideas that these pilgrims had. John Winthrop saying, you know, God, let us be that light on a hill. And that light on the hill that Reagan referred to and others we continue to refer to. You know, that is our prayer, that America will return. Not because of America, but because, you know, God blessed us so that we would bless others. And we have done that. You know, have we been perfect? No, we're humanoids, okay? Nobody's claiming perfection here. But I think we got some things right. We don't need to be so critical about this country as some of the academics would want us to be and think, oh, well, you know, their tail in a handbasket. Oh, really? Well, what did you do during the American Revolution, you know, to preserve this idea? You know, what did you do for slavery? You know, 600,000 Americans died to free the slaves. Where were you? Where were your forebears? You know, where were you during World War I and World War II to save Western civilization? You know, but this is part of our legacy, that if we don't hold it dear and we allow the cancelers to come in and eradicate these critical benchmarks of historical significance, yeah, you can go along with what the kids are saying today, is that America is not much good. Lord have mercy. Really? I mean, how infantile, how ignorant to really think that, much believe it, much less teach that into our kids. Again, not claiming perfection here. We haven't got it all right. We've got some right. And we did some great things. I mean, but for the United States, where would the world be? You know, Dinesh D'Souza did a great documentary, a great movie on that fact, is what if, you know, in essence, what if? What if America wasn't here? Where would the world be today? Again, but for the hand of God, because that's where it all begins. It's also where it ends, is the hand of God. And this is why we turn to him. And this is why I say to you, I've become this but God Christian. Because when it's all bleak and it looks like we're not going anywhere, or it's getting worse and we're to hell in a handbasket, we go to God and see the hand of God and see his deliverance. Whether it is, you know, for these people in the submarine, you imagine what they must be going through. And we join in their prayers that they would be saved. And there would be an answer. But whatever the situation, God is in control and it's for his glory. And there will be something magnificent, I believe, that will come out of this. Something so extraordinary that it's not by human hands. But it is by him and by his name who is hallowed. and who we praise and honor. I'm Bill Martinez. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm just picking up on this latest tweet from TMZ. It says that search and rescue teams are running out of time looking for the lost submarine. We were joined by a former Coast Guard captain who says it'll take a series of miracles for it to be founded in time. Again, this is why our prayers are so important. And I believe that, you know, this is a way for us to be part, in a sense, kind of the winning team. You know, being on God's side of this situation. And again, I thank you, you know, for joining in and being in agreement to see God do an incredible miracle, because it'll only be by his hand. I wanted to share with you, this is a letter, an open letter to Donald Trump. And I was inspired to write this letter as a result of our conversation yesterday morning with Liz Peek from Fox News, also the Wall Street analyst. What an exceptional lady, and has become such a dear friend. And as we were talking, you know, about his conversation with Bret Baier, and at times where the president cannot seem to help himself, so to speak, that he wants to be less combative, but he can't help at times to be. And in part, you almost can't blame the guy. You know, for 4 years, the fix was in at every turn to do everything they could to disrupt all that Donald Trump, the vision that he had for our country. You know, the Beltway, as Bill Pascoe was talking about, the Beltway disease, that that institution that is so self-serving, there was no way they were going to allow somebody from the outside that wasn't part of the inner sanctum, the fraternity of the Beltway, to come in and move their cheese and to disturb, you know, the comfy, you know, comfy confines and existence that they have carved out for themselves over the decades. They're doing very well, thank you. And they did not like Donald Trump coming in. There's no doubt about it. And even the mainstream media, they all joined in. It was a pig piling experience. And the media, if you recall, MRC reported, what, 95% of what they reported on Donald Trump? Negative. That's why I wrote that, you know, that commentary, what, you know, a year ago, a couple years ago now. You know, who told you to hate Donald Trump? I mean, you don't even know Donald Trump. You know, I know him by what he's done, what he did for us as president, against all odds, mind you. You know, I know Donald Trump in that way. And as you heard me say to Jerron Smith, it's not like I go down to Mar-a-Lago. I'm here in Florida. I'm not that far away. But it's not like he invites me, hey, Bill, come on down. We'll do lunch. You know, let's talk. I don't know him. Let's play golf. You know, we don't have that kind of relationship. I only know him as an outside observer, one who is interested in certainly faith, issues of faith and God and politics. So so do you realize I get to have all kinds of fun here? But anyway, this is an open letter to President Donald Trump. It's being published now. It says, Dear Mr. President, first of all, I would like to express my sincere thanks to you and your family for the service to our great country. I believe you answered God's call to help save our country and the world against the evil forces that have been descending upon his people. In spite of the most radical efforts of Democrats and partisans, your leadership and administration were able to accomplish so many exceptional things for us, we the people. Energy independence, secured our borders, unprecedented job creation, record numbers of people coming out of poverty. America's respect on the world stage had returned. Russia, China, Iran, the Taliban, other evil forces were being restrained. By God's grace in hand, this is what you were able to do for us and the world. We are grateful for your endless commitment and dedication on behalf of all Americans. That being said, Mr. President, I want to assure you that God knows what happened in 2020. Over 60% of this country doubts the results of the election. Clearly, the ruling establishment is more interested in deliberating and defending their January 6th narrative than assuring voters that we can count on free and fair elections going forward. The ruling elites have spent tens of millions of taxpayer dollars to promote their January 6th lie. But how much have they spent for voter integrity? That contrast should tell us everything that we need to know. Please know that we're all frustrated with the way our country is being run these days. I believe you could be God's man to get our country and the world back on track. Who else can oppose Klaus Schwab, George Soros, the World Economic Forum, and all the other globalists? Who else will be able to take on our country's obvious corruption? Like Teddy Roosevelt, with God on your side, you too can walk softly and carry that big stick. The book of Ecclesiastes reminds us of times and seasons. The wisest man ever points out that we must adjust accordingly. we need you to be our president again. You say you want to be less combative this time around. And the only way you can do that is trusting in God. It is God himself who says he will contend with those who contend with you. What better power to have in your corner than God Almighty? He will defend you. You can rest assured that he will respond to all the lies. Please focus your mind and responses from the biased media to where you want to take our country. As you know, the number one job of any CEO is to remind everyone of where we're going and why it's worth it. That's what we the people need to be reminded of more than election fraud, witch hunts, and everything else that distracts from the vision you have for our country. Your vision, which God has given you, will unite us once again so that we can truly be great again by his grace and his mercy. The inevitable challenges that lurk on our horizon demand unique leadership, and many of us believe that you can lead and lift us all above the cheating, lies, injustice, and corruption. You can be that living example of grace and citizenship that can intensify that light on the hill that John Winthrop prayed for America. May our God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and your family. And may the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. This is the open letter to Donald Judd Trump that is being published. And for what it's worth, you know, hopefully we can agree in prayer for Donald Trump, you know, for the leadership of our country that clearly is lacking. As experts have said, in a democratic republic, you get the leadership you deserve. The leadership that's being reflected not only in our country but around the world is based on us, we the people. So if you really don't like the leadership, we the people, we need to come together, united. Forget about partisanship. It's not Democratic Party. It's not Republican Party. It's not even, you know, one person, though, this open letter to Donald Trump, that aside. Okay. What's relevant and what's most important is that we unite once again on these foundational principles that liberated us to begin with. You know, we got this Marxist that come in, these people who have all these new ideas, the fundamental transformation of our country and all. What has that done? Where have they had experience to fundamentally transform anything? That's my question. I don't see any success. I don't see a any kind of indication that would lead us to believe that this is a great vision and this is where we're going and it really will be good. And not just Klaus Schwab saying, hey, you're not going to own anything and you're going to like it. Oh, really? Wow. You know what? I don't get it. And nobody else has gotten it before either. And what's happened with other countries that have tried to live off this theory, it turned into human carnage and devastation and Holocaust. That's what you want for America? That's the future that you want for your kids and grandkids? I'll tell you, not for me. Not for me. For me, it's these established principles, secured and proven time and again, that God has established, his infrastructure. That's what I'm committed to. That's what I went and served this country in the United States Marine Corps for, is to uphold the Constitution of the United States and to defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic, ladies and gentlemen, because that's what we face today. Thank you for listening.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News update. Some walk back to reports earlier today that an airplane hunting for the missing sub near the Titanic detected banging from the ocean. Now some call it just noises and sounds. It's believed the five men on board the submersible have less than a day's worth of oxygen as the massive search and rescue operation continues. The special prosecutor who looked into the FBI's handling of its investigation of alleged ties between the 2016 Trump campaign and Russia says the FBI was negligent. John Durham tells the House Oversight Committee he heard that from FBI agents. President Biden's heading back to Washington and a dinner tonight with India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the White House. The Davis, Utah School Board has reversed a decision and put the Bible back on all school library shelves. Earlier this month, officials removed the Bible, citing new guidelines covering violent and sexual content. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Sam Sorbo with us. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
It is so great to be with you again, Bill. I've missed
you. I always enjoy our time together. You know, I was thinking about you and Kath this morning because I was reading these little tidbits here. Socrates says, by all means, marry if you get a good wife. He says, you'll become happy. If you get a bad one, you'll become a philosopher.
That's hilarious.
And I love this other one, too. You'll appreciate this from Groucho Marx. He says, I was married by a judge. I should have asked for a jury.
Oh, that's funny. Why are you disparaging marriage in front of me?
I am not disparaging it. I'm just saying, look at, I know that you and Kevin, you guys have just been fighters for marriage, and I've always appreciated your hearts. You guys have a great marriage, and you've always had great tips, but I thought, well, you know, just to lighten up the posture just a bit, because we got so many heavy things to talk about, I thought, hey, look at, let's bend it for just a moment. Why not, huh?
Well, let me tell you, you know, Vadi Bachum puts it this way. Love is a decision followed by an action that is accompanied by emotion.
Mm. Yes.
So what we do in our culture today is we reverse that. We think love is an emotion that then you act upon it, or you don't act upon it. Do you know what I mean? Love is love. The heart wants what the heart wants. I mean, all of that is blather.
Yeah.
When you're faced with reality, and in reality, marriage is a struggle, right? Mm-hmm. Because you've got two different people,
right?
And they have two different personalities, and so it's a decision. Mm-hmm. And that's what when we wrote our book True Faith, that was what we were trying to stress, was that once you make that decision, it's a commitment. And there is something valuable in the commitment and in the keeping of the commitment, in the perseverance in the commitment, right?
Right, exactly. Well, and I think
that in our culture.
I think to your point, you know, Socrates was right. You know, we've got too many philosophers. dealing with something as important as a marriage, right? I mean, that's what you're saying, and I agree with you.
Yeah. I'll go along with that.
So now that we've answered all that, and everybody is like, but you're exactly right, because it has inculcated the entire culture, everything, politics, you know, education. It's all been, you know, by what feels and what we want to philosophize, and we lose track of what's the true man, what's the true goal and objective. This is why we've been talking quite often on the show about returning to first principles. First principles, I find, consistently lie in, you know, the Word of God and the commandments that He laid out for us. Is when we're true to those, as He told to Cain, He said, look, if you do well, will it not go right for you? Right? So, and God, that made it pretty simple, you know, with all things, marriage, education, you know, go on down the line. If you do well, will it not go right for you? You know, so that's, and that's from God's lips to our ears, hopefully.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, okay, let's talk about...
Because you say that, I want to segue into this idea of sacrifice. This is something that I talk about. As you know, I coach families in home education. I talk to parents about how best to go about the education of their children. And I typically now don't refer it to homeschooling because it's really not schooling at all. So anyway, sacrifice is something that we completely misunderstand in our culture. Because of going to school, we've been taught that sacrifice is evil. So most people, when you ask them about sacrifice, like what's the first thing you think of, they think of giving something up, right? But in our society, we have the free exchange of goods and services. We are free to determine what we are going to sacrifice for, and so every sacrifice typically brings something better.
Yes.
You sacrifice because it's worth it, right?
Right, so, exactly.
But we still have this false notion that sacrifice is bad, and I want to impress upon people that we need to revamp the way that we're looking at that word and the way that we're looking at that that virtue, that philosophy, that ideal, right? And you know, marriage is a sacrifice, and it's worth it because sacrifice is good. Because if you refuse to sacrifice for anything, you'll never get anything better.
Exactly. Could you imagine if our politicians could be rewired with this idea of sacrifice? Because I look at sacrifice and service as being a bit synonymous. How about you?
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
I mean, because if we are serving one another in a marriage, you know, if our heart is toward the other as an act of service, you could say sacrifice, it really turns everything around, doesn't it? Because it's not that you're losing something, and it's even not about gaining something. It's just being blessed in the natural flow of the act and commitment, aren't you?
Well, and, you know, for instance, I say to parents, you should be looking for ways to sacrifice for your children, because those sacrifices will return tenfold. But instead we think, oh, we're getting off so easy because we can just send our kids to school and we don't have to sacrifice. And that's the wrong attitude.
Yeah.
It's the sacrifice, in a sense, that makes it worth it. It's the sacrifice that determines your value to yourself.
Exactly.
It's the sacrifice. And so when we shy away from sacrifice, and I don't mean surrendering everything so that you have nothing, you know, this is sort of the extreme idea. I just mean when you sacrifice yourself, when you volunteer, you get so much out of volunteering. In fact, I don't know if you remember, there was a really great Friends episode where Phoebe says you can do the altruistic thing. And somebody, I think it was Joe, I can't remember, challenges her and says, there is no such thing as an altruistic act. And so she sets about the whole show trying to give people things. But every time she does, she feels so good. And then it's pointed out, well, you got something out of it. And so she's like, darn, I got something out of it, you know, because she does something nice for somebody. So they do something nice for her. And she's like, oh, no, now it's no longer altruistic. And so, but that's the truth. Like, that's what we have to understand. And we've turned into a very selfish, self-serving society. Mm-hmm. And that is not a good thing. We no longer value children. Mm-hmm. And so we willingly will use them as sex objects. This is disastrous. Yeah. I know you want to talk about the LGBT movement.
No, really, what we're doing right now, this needs to be talked about, Sam. This is so important. Keep going.
Well, I mean, but this is because it's all of a piece, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes, exactly.
The other day, I put on Twitter, there's the Gay Pride Parade in Santa Monica, and there was a video, and it's a guy wearing nothing but straps. And I don't want to describe it in too much detail, but there was flogging going on. He's on a truck bed. He is bound. They're driving through the streets. And I just tweeted, family friendly. And because obviously it's not. And,
yes.
You know, people come after me and they say it's not billed as family friendly. Stop with the semantics, okay?
Yes,
these
right.
People are parading this perversion in front of children, potentially in front of children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in complete broad daylight. It's not nighttime. They, you know, somebody said it's on a street that's nothing but bars. There are no children around. Don't be absurd. They started from somewhere. They're going somewhere. They're driving around like this.
Mm-hmm.
We used to protect children.
Right.
We are now no longer protecting them. We are now offering them in schools self-mutilation. This is not the culture that I want to uphold.
Exactly.
I don't believe that's proper. Children are innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we have been inured to this through decades of schooling that taught us that it was proper for a stranger to talk to your children about sex. It is not proper. There
exactly.
is nothing correct mm-hmm. about that.
Well, Sam, we got 20 seconds left. We got to go to break, and we'll pick it up when we come back. More from Sam Sorbo after this. I can tell you the videos that I saw, there were kids in the street walking with parents hand in hand. So for them to say, you know, kids aren't around, they don't know what they're talking about. Of course, the lies continue.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with you. The family first actress, writer, speaker, homeschool mom, Sam Sorbo, continues with us. Sam, as you were talking about, you know, what we're dealing with in the culture and what our kids are exposed to, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. You know, here it is, our parents, known as, you know, the world's greatest generation. And to your point about sacrifice, they sacrifice for us. And yeah. And it's amazing for all that they did, and we can acknowledge we just came off a week of, you know, well, one day anyway, of Memorial Day, and pausing for a moment and appreciating the 1.6 million Americans who have sacrificed their lives for the sake of freedom. And it causes you, you know, to pause for a moment. In fact, one thing I shared with a general, and he didn't even know about this, and I was kind of surprised, and I was a bit embarrassed, you know, being former Marine. I didn't even know about this, but there was an act of Congress in 2000 that said that at 3 o'clock on Memorial Day, there was supposed to be a memorial pause, that we are supposed to pause as, you know, as a country at 3 o'clock Eastern time and say a prayer, you know, for those that have fallen. Do you remember that?
So let me ask you something. That's a government decree, right?
Yes.
Who's in charge of the education of the population?
Well, the people are. Yeah, well, the government is assumed.
No, the government is. No, they took over.
Uh-huh.
And they are, by their own standard, they're doing a horrible, horrible job. You're
right.
Just making my point for me.
Mm-hmm.
This is, it's, And the problem is we are so uneducated or de-educated
mm-hmm.
by the people that we've elected to be in charge of educate, right?
Yes.
We elect them to, mm-hmm. you know, that we don't even know how poor a job they're doing. And that's on purpose. It's like the plumber who comes and fixes one pipe but breaks another one so that he has to come back and fix that one later.
Exactly.
It's job security.
Right.
They've trained us to think that we need them.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so poorly that we don't even know what we're missing.
Yeah. But we're starting to realize that, Sam, because of your efforts and the efforts of so many others who are saying enough of this insanity, enough of this goofy stuff. This is not civil. This is not respectful. We've been taught a lie. We've been dumbed down. And And here it is. I mean, again, go back to the Constitution, first principles. The three most important words, we the people, that's where the responsibility lies. We have surrendered it to the government, and as a result, we've got the government and we got the culture that we have right now.
Yes.
I mean, and look
it's
at it.
True.
Is this the America that you thought you lived in, especially after all this junk with Trump and everything? Go ahead.
Exactly. And I just want to say, so I was just speaking at a TPUSA event for young women. Mm-hmm. And there was a gal there. She's an older gal. She's a grandmother. And I had met her at another event about 6 months ago. And one of the things I say is, you know, if you're thinking about homeschooling, start right now. Don't wait till tomorrow.
Right.
Pull your kids out of school. Start writing whatever letter you need to write or whatever paperwork you need to do. Start now.
Yes.
And I guess I inspired her because I saw her yesterday. She made a beeline over to me. She said, I have to tell you what a blessing it's been. My 17-year-old granddaughter, hated America, was so fed up with school, didn't want to open another book, hated everything about everything, right? And they were losing her. And I said to her, she's got one foot out the door. You've got one shot. There is nothing to wait for.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to wait for. The damage is being done as we speak. The least you can do is stop the damage, pull her out of school. And so the grandmother started homeschooling her. She said, I've homeschooled her ever since. And I said, what did you do? She said, well, we started with the Bible and we did American history. And she turned to me and she said, Grandma, why wasn't I taught any of this? And now she's at a TPUSA event cheering for America. The transformation is astonishing. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the truth resonates with people. The children want the truth. They want to be treated like adults, as much of an adult as they are. They still want to be treated like they can aspire to something bigger and better. And our entire education system seeks to infantilize them and teach them how incapable they are. And it is child abuse. And that's why I tell parents, don't even worry about what you're going to be doing for quote unquote homeschooling. Just pull them out of that system. That's your first step. That's already a big step because you're getting rid of all of the venom and the and the terrible teaching that happens in the schools. And you know, one of the I know you wanted to talk about the CRT stuff and the Southern Poverty Law Center. Just branded Moms for Liberty a hate group and said that they're anti-government. So let's talk about that for a minute. What does anti-government mean? And I'm not agreeing with them that Moms for Liberty is anti-government. But what does it mean? To them, it means chaos. Well, they're in favor of chaos.
Right.
Why would they be opposed to being anti-government? They themselves are anti. They're for chaos, right?
Yes.
But the other thing is, it's not that Moms for Liberty is anti-government. If you're talking about big government, I'm anti-big government. I want small government. That's not anti-government. That's wanting small government. That's what Moms for Liberty wants. That's what these other organizations want.
And that's what the Tea Party wanted, right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And the totalitarians, they want the government to own you. They want you to own nothing and be happy about it.
That's what Klaus Schwab said. Yeah, exactly. The World Economic Forum, that's their mantra. And they've been pushing the other thing, Sam, too, when you talk about this stuff, you know, a lot of parents think, well, maybe this was just happening just in the last couple of years. But we're looking back, and of course, you know this. This has been going on for many years. I mean, they're showing evidence of this stuff, how it inculcated the educational system, you know, 2015, 2016, 2017. This has been going on for quite a while. It's no wonder. And it doesn't take long for the kids to be indoctrinated. And to lose this capacity for critical thinking. You know, you can't ask a question. You can't raise your hand in a classroom and ask a critical question. You will get slammed down. You'll get invalidated. Go ahead.
Well, the adults, you know, you and I went to school, and we were not trained in critical thinking, in critical thought.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you still have parents who insist on sending their children to school. If they were thinking critically, they'd go, well, the schools are failing. Why would I put my child there? But they're not. They weren't trained to critically think. They were trained to shut up, sit down, don't speak unless you're spoken to, you know, by golly, don't ask questions. Trust the expert. And whatever the designated expert is, don't even question whether that person is expert or what their qualifications are. I mean, the whole thing is absurd. How did Fauci become the trusted expert when he's the one who presided over the research that developed the virus in the first place?
When has he had one success? Go back to AIDS.
Exactly.
Go back to the history of his alleged service to the country. And
autism's on the rise. What other factors are the factors that would respond to autism rising at such a precipitous rate? There aren't any. There are no other factors. You could argue, well, we have better reporting. Okay, that would make up maybe 5% of the rise in autism that we've seen over the past decade. It can't account for the complete amount. And by the way, you know, just to speak to the transgender movement, that if you're not gender affirming, you're relegating that child to suicide ideation. If that were true, if all of these kids have been suffering for so long, we would have had massive suicides over the past several decades for not gender affirming care.
Exactly.
Right? They've just developed this term, and they're trying to say that these are going to be the consequences if we don't adopt it. Well, let's just go back 10 years when we hadn't adopted it. Are we seeing mass suicide? No. So what's going on here really is the abuse of children. And I refer everybody to an article written by Ayn Rand years ago. Mm-hmm. In 1950, she wrote this article, and she explained, sadly, the whole sort of mechanism that happened. And that is that people want to see freaks, and perverts really, really adore the freaks. And so they decided they could create them. And that's what they're doing with these young children. And they're harming them, and they enjoy harming them. And the doctors who are doing it are perverted, and they should be punished. They should be removed from society because they are a danger to society. And yet, what are we doing? We're affirming them. We are allowing this. We're supporting it. Our White House is supporting it. This is a travesty that we will not walk back from very easily, I don't think.
No, I agree. We're up to our earlobes in this mess and trying to get out of it. It's, Sam, it's like, if Jesus doesn't come back and the truth, you know, descend upon the people in such a massive way, do you imagine the destruction? The path that we're on right now, how much more destruction? I mean, it didn't take long for abortion to kill. Okay, we got about 45 seconds. Go ahead.
On a sad note, because there's a whole contingent of young people who are seeing the truth, like the granddaughter I spoke about, and they're the fighters because they understand what's at stake and they know what we're playing for. And so it doesn't take a majority. It takes a remnant, and they're out there.
Amen. Where can they go to be in the flow of the know and to get activated with the truth, Sam Sorbo?
Go to samsorbo.com. Go to sorbostudios.com for all the films. We've got another film coming out in October. Very excited about that. So just check it, sorbostudios.com. We need your support.
Amen. She's a family first actress, writer, speaker, homeschool mom, the one and only Sam Sorbo. Thank you, Sam. Take care. God bless.
You too.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended.